stories are harrowing. There are families who are having to move in with their parents into squeeze conditions with children. There are families living in mobile homes. They just can't afford the cost of rent or the cost of housing in Donegal. There's no relationship to what you earn in the economy. And this crisis, you know, is the outcome of a decade where we didn't build any public housing. It's just, it's awful, I have to say, looking through the comments that we got back on the survey. For the best part of a decade, we stopped building, really, public housing in Donegal. In 1 year, in 2002, there was 560 council houses built across Donegal. In an 11-year period, we actually built less than 560, over 11 years. So what happened? All of those families who should have got council housing were pushed into the private rental sector, and you end up now with rents that are out of control in the county. We need a really urgent plan to build social and affordable housing across Donegal. We need it urgent. We need a, you know, all hands to the deck approach, and I just don't see it.
Obviously, it's been discussed a lot, but there is an effective blocks crisis in Donegal. We are hoping that over the next number of years, houses will be remediated, demolished and rebuilt where necessary, and that's going to put more pressure on the system in Donegal.
Absolutely. I mean, I've called it the perfect storm. So we have the same housing crisis in Donegal that's in the rest of the country. When you put defective blocks on top of that, it is a perfect storm. So what do we need to see? We need to see the government's commit to building modular housing for families who will need to be temporarily out of their homes while they're being rebuilt. Now, that has to happen. So we need sites now identified, along with Donegal County Council, at locations across North Donegal where there's modular housing, high-quality modular housing for families to live in. You know, that's the scale. I'm looking at, as a public representative in Donegal, I'm looking at a real-life crisis, a real-life humanitarian emergency all around me, and I just do not see a government response that fits the scale of this. They've said in recent days they're not going to build modular housing for defective block families. That is outrageous. And there has to be an acceptance of what's happening in Donegal and the action to match it.